It's time now for the Bean Report, brought to you by Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. Joining us today is Western Production Specialist Laura Schmidt. Laura, what should we be scouting for in soybeans this time of year?
Soybeans are flowering right now, and this is a great time to dig up roots and check on your nodulation. Nitrogen requirements peak during pod fill stages, so assessing nodulation now at flowering will give you enough lead time to come in with a rescue treatment if one is needed. When you're digging up those roots, you want to find at least 10 nodules per plant to ensure sufficient nitrogen fixation. And you want to break open those nodules and make sure that they're pink inside, which means that they're actively fixing nitrogen. Also, while soybeans are flowering, consider fungicide decisions. Fungicides in soybeans mainly target preventing white mold infections. This disease can be quite damaging in soybeans if warm, humid conditions are occurring in the crop. So evaluate your white mold risk on a field-by-field basis, considering the forecasted weather conditions, crop canopy thickness, and crop rotation history in that field. For insect pests, soybean aphids may be found in some fields at low levels. These aphids blow in from the south and so far have been low enough for natural enemies to manage those populations. And then in terms of disease in soybeans, more stem and leaf diseases will pop up towards the end of July and into August. Most of our foliar diseases are not yield limiting in soybeans, but the stem and root diseases can have a bigger impact on yield. One that's going to be easier to find now that we're later in the season and moving forward is Phytophthora root rot. This is a disease that's specific to soybeans that can infect at any growth stage. Phytophthora typically shows up as a brown lesion that's extending upwards from the soil, and roots will be discolored and rotted. Plants will be wilted with leaves that remain attached to the plant, which makes them kind of easy to pick out in the field. Infection is going to typically occur in patches, or you'll have these randomly infected plants in the field, often in the headlands. The best strategy to managing Phytophthora is variety resistance, which comes in two forms. We have major gene resistance that you'll find in seed guides, and partial resistance, also called field tolerance. So you can learn more about resistance to Phytophthora in this week's Bean Report newsletter, along with information on soil testing for this disease. It also has a common lookalike to Phytophthora that's called northern stem canker. But with stem canker, plants will appear wilted and there'll be that brown lesion on the stem. However, the roots will be healthier typically, and that lesion won't necessarily extend upwards from the soil line. So if those roots are healthy and not rotted, chances are it's northern stem canker instead of Phytophthora. But with all of these different diseases infected soybeans, it's worth mentioning that the Manitoba Crop Diagnostic Center in Winnipeg does accept plant samples for diagnostic testing. This is a free service to farmers, and it can help you with some of that disease identification. So you can find information on these topics and more in this week's Bean Report newsletter, available at manitobapulse.ca.
Thanks, Laura. Laura Schmidt is a production specialist with Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers.